After live stream meditation, April 27, 2026.
Inspiration for today is that we are graced to have in this meditation. It's one thing to say God is omnipresent. It's another thing to momentarily realize what that means. Otherwise, the omnipresent God means nothing. There is no benefit in that. So I feel fortunate to bestow upon us a way to even for a moment realize the truth of the matter. Any other sharing inspiration?
When I was in New York, I expressed many times my gratitude for the tools that I can use during the day, and it was so beneficial for me, and I could see the benefit of it right now in the moment, and it warmed my heart so much. And one day I told myself that I want to express the gratitude to myself to choose to be here in Reno, in this path, with all these tools. And after I told that to myself, I said, no, actually, the transition has been made by grace. I have to express the gratitude to the grace because of the whole package that I am in it. It's not easy to express, but when you live it, when you use it, when you see the benefit of it, it warms your heart so much that sometimes in the middle of the street you want to scream and say, yes. I don't know how to explain it, but I had so much of these moments during my trip.
One of the gifts that I see is that our grown-up children and our small children indirectly or directly are benefiting, because it's nothing better than for parents to invest in themselves before they attempt to correct their kids. I saw Maston today and I thought, had their parents not been investing in themselves, the child would have been wasted. And that goes for you too, and you too, and myself. Always were fascinated every time I sat in the plane when they said, put the, in case of lack of oxygen, put the mask on yourself first before your child. That sounds very selfish, but correctly, if you don't do it, you both die. You have to be able to put that so you can help your child. Give Kim I Am the Child book, if you have it.